Digitization. Maranga has become the second county after Nairobi to operationalize digital land records. Lands Cabinet Secretary Alice Wahome launched the National Land Management System in the county, a move which will see local residents access services in the local land registry through a digital platform. Wahome lauded the system dubbed RDISASA, promising that it will end numerous challenges and problems that have rocked the land sector for many years. She noted RDISASA platform will strengthen the security of land tenure in Maranga as it has been designed to remove human interference with land ownership records. I want to commend members of staff in the Lands Ministry for the painstaking and long hours they spent on ensuring the process of digitizing records was done diligently to avoid errors, she said. The Lands Ministry, Wahome said, has an objective to ensure that the platform becomes accessible in all parts of the country within the shortest possible time frame. Other counties that are next in line are Isiolo, Marsabit, and Mombasa. The pre-launch steps are almost all done for Isiolo and Marsabit, stated the CS. She noted that with operationalism of RDISASA digital platform, residents will easily do transactions without being conned by brokers and cartels who have ruined the reputation of the land registries. I want to assure you that beginning today, the familiar problems with the land registry will be history. No one will be able to fraudulently tamper with your land ownership records, she noted. Wahome continued, the RDISASA system is designed to alert, by telephone and email, a landowner anytime there is an attempt to conduct a transaction on his or her land. A landowner will get that notification only when they are registered users of the RDISASA system. The CS encouraged all residents who own pieces of land to register and open an account on the platform, saying there will be staff deployed at the registry to assist members of the public to open accounts. In the digitization process which commenced in 2021 at Maranga Land Registry, 387,635 registers and 269,694 files were successfully scanned and the records transmitted to Lands Data Center in Nairobi. We are proud to announce that the process data for various sections and locations has been uploaded onto the RDISASA platform, making it ready for transaction, added the CS. Wahome further said the ministry has incorporated a fingerprint module into the processes to accommodate individuals unable to write. Additionally, upgrades have been made to our database schemas and the ingestion engine to align with the data structure of Maranga County, she remarked. Meanwhile, the CS promised to tackle land injustices which have been witnessed with some land-buying companies. Citing the Kahiumwiri land settlement in Gatanga sub-county, Wahome said the ministry will deploy professionals to carry out surveys and validate available information to ensure concerned residents get rightful ownership of their land. On his part, Lands Principal Secretary Nixon Kora underscored reforms the government is doing to streamline land transactions in the country. He affirmed that cartels and brokers who for a long time have defrauded residents seeking services in the land registries are being expunged. We are working to ensure land ownership and transactions in the country are done in a transparent manner as we strive to lock out individuals who have been messing up the land sector, added Kora. He promised to champion for establishment of a land registry in Maranga South to serve residents of Kandara, Gatanga, Marigua, Kagumo and Athanga sub-counties. The occasion held at the county land registry was attended by Marigua MP Mary Wamawa, who observed that some schools, health centers and forests have lost part of their land to grabbers calling for those encroaching public land to be stopped.